Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Keep in mind, I'm no Akasha non-MD, but I will say this. The weather's going to turn miserably hot in a short period. So when you get a day like today with highs of 78, go for the Benadryl if you can safely. Check with your doctor first, blah, 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 because it's going to be so beautiful today. Highs of 78. Right now it's 56. Beautiful spring day. But before you know it, you know, here we are, second part of April. It's going to be miserably hot. And in a blink of an eye, it's going to be hurricane season as well, unfortunately. Joining us now, Representative Troy Hebert. Talk about funding the Fortified Roof Program. How you doing, Representative?
Oh, good morning. How are you?
Sound like you're in Baton Rouge now, are you?
Oh, man. I'm actually at the governor's prayer breakfast this morning, so here in Baton Rouge before we get to the session. But happy to join you guys this morning and talk about the Fortified Roofs.
Yeah, let's talk about that, please. Tell me where the program is now and where you would like to see it go.
So, listen, currently the grant program sunsets every year. And the legislature has to unsunset it, reappropriate the money again for the grant program. And that's just a continuous cycle. Mm-hmm. Other states have found ways, just like Alabama, to be able to keep the program in play without sunsetting. And then that's actually what our Commissioner of Insurance is trying to do here. And so I gladly decided to help him with this bill. So what we're going to do is we're going to use fees collected from casualty insurance premiums, surplus tax lines. There's going to be some licensing fees that we'll be able to put all that money into a pot and keep the program sustainable for years to come and help people get fortified roofs in areas where they're subject to excessive storms and winds. If you don't know much about a fortified roof program, fortified roof essentially is a it's kind of like a brand, but basically what it does is says this roof is built to this type, this standard. And that standard has been proven to be able to sustain high winds and get to a point to where the roof wouldn't be compromised during a storm. And if the roof is not compromised after a storm, then the rest of the home won't be compromised from the storm.
Let me take a step back for a second. You talked about how it was going to be funded, and you mentioned a couple of different things. And I don't want to get too far in the weeds, but again, as I always say, Representative, if you've ever played golf for money, you know that's where most of the cheating happens, right? And I'm not saying anybody's cheating here, but when it comes to casualty fund or whatever it is, where's the money coming from, and is it at the expense of something else? Because nothing's free, right?
Yeah, well, it's coming from, like I said, it's coming from surplus. Let me back it up.
Sure.
So there's going to be roughly about $5 million from a surplus lines tax insurance. So that's insurance companies. There's roughly going to be about $5 million from the property and casualty insurance premium tax. There'd be $1,000 from each insurer's annual financial regulation fees. There'll be $15 from each first-time licensee and license renewal for individuals licensed by the Department of Insurance. And it's $15 from each company appointment fee for agents and producers. Altogether, the dedications from these monies will produce an annual dedication of roughly about $30 million to keep the program going and not having to go back to the legislature every year to find the money to keep this grant program going.
Is that a new $30 million, or where is that $30 million going now?
No, it's not going to deplete the general fund. So I guess I can say it would be a new $30 million to some degree, because we're not going to be taking anything away from the general fund in this capacity.
Because what I'm getting at, Representative, I'm not arguing with you. I'm just trying to figure it out, because somebody has to pay for it, right? And I'm just wondering who ultimately is going to be paying for this $30 million. And I'm all for fortified roofs. I'm not questioning that at all. I'm just trying to go back and see where it comes from.
Again, it's coming from your surplus, exactly how I just spelled it out.
But who's paying it? The insurance companies are paying that?
Just like in Alabama, insurance companies, there'll be fees, taxes that are already generated and collected. Just portions of those fees are going to now be coming into this fund.
Okay.
And so the state of Alabama did this. I mean, even they've got it on these sites that says pay for by insurance companies. This is not a new concept. It's not a new thought process, but it's a proven thought process that it's working. It's helping get fortified roofs on homes in the state of Alabama. Look, the legislative auditor audited the grant program. They found a high satisfactory rate, but not only did they find a high satisfactory rate in the program, they saw an average savings of some of the homeowners of 22% in the program.
Let me get to where I'm going with this.
It's a proven rate reduction scenario.
And I get that, but I'm getting some text here, and what they're asking is, because it is a lottery as it stands now to get a fortified roof, they're concerned that the insurance company is going to pass these fees along to everybody, so everybody's going to buy, in essence, contribute to the lottery fund, but only a few people are going to win the lottery when it comes to fortified roofs.
That's not what's going to happen here.
Tell me that.
Listen, the insurance companies are, pretty much every insurance company is willing to give anyone with a fortified roof a discount.
Mm-hmm.
Because they want that roof protected. They want that home protected. Because think about it. It's once the roof is compromised.
Right. No, I get all of that. I'm talking about where the money's
going. Yeah. I understand what you're saying. But it's not looking to take this. Well, you're going to take this from me. This is monies that are already paid anyway. We're just taking portions of these monies and rededicating them into this scenario.
So that takes me back to where's the $30 million now going, and is something going to be lost as a result of that?
It's not. Okay. I've been assured that this is not going to affect any of the general fund. This is just a reapportionment, and we're not depleting anything and taking away from anything else.
Okay, let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. 720, y'all have any questions or comments, 504-260-1870. Talking about Fortified Roof Program with Representative Troy Hebert. And look, I'm all for it, and I'm just trying to follow the dollars and understanding that $30 million has got to be going somewhere now. And if it's going to go toward the Fortified Roof Program, which I'm all for, what's going to be $30 million short, or where was that $30 million sitting? Or maybe I'm making it more complicated than it needs to be. 721 traffic now, WWL. It is 726 and a half. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Representative Troy Hebert. Nice enough to take some time away from the governor's prayer breakfast, talk about some bills he's got to provide more funding to the Fortify Roofs program, which I am all in favor of. Everybody's in favor of that and lower insurance rates. Somebody texted in, maybe I should phrase it this way, Representative, and that is, where did the apportionment go to before the reapportionment to the fund?
Well, look, while we were on break, I wanted to make sure I got pulled. Let me go a little bit deeper on this first.
Okay.
So there is a companion bill to my bill.
All right.
And that's Representative Chance Henry. He's running HB 441. And with HB, he's an insurance agent. And basically, right now, I'm on to pull it so I make sure I'm giving you the most accurate information. Mm-hmm. So his proposed law is going to increase.
And this is just to be clear, as proposed, because this could change. But go ahead, please.
Correct.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The proposed law is that it will increase the fee for first-time business applicants from $55 to $75 and increase the biannual renewal fee from $50 to $75. And that is related to licensing fees for present law requires, I'm trying to find it real quick so I can give you the right answers. It's his bill will increase because you this has this plays a big piece in helping this bill.
People just want to know where the money is coming from, and will it ultimately be passed along to them? Okay.
So when he passes his bill gets passed, which is a companion bill, mm-hmm. from the fee increases in his bill that I just showed the proposal.
Right.
His bill would dedicate $30 million per year to the Louisiana Fortified Homes Program, it, without causing a decrease in the amount of fees and taxes that are sent to the general fund from the Department of Insurance.
So who's paying those fees? Bill, I guess. Who is paying those fees? Insurance companies?
Insurance agents, adjusters, people that are in his industry, in the insurance industry. So it's raising the licensing fees that they're currently paying at this time. And portions of that money would be dedicated into this program so that it would not, again, decrease the amount of fees and taxes that are currently sent into the general fund. So he basically is only taking the portion of the fee increase. From $55 to $75, it taking that portion, moving that to the Fortified Roof Program, and the remainder of those fees still goes back to where it's always going.
Tell you what, a lot's going to change between now and the end of the session. I want to extend an open invitation to you to come along as the session matriculates, and we'll talk about the changes to this, and we're all for fortified roofs, all right?
Right, and just again, no money is being taken
from the general
it's
fund.
It's all new money.
Right, gotcha.
It's all new money. So this is not money that's going to be taken from somewhere else to fund this. This is all new money.
Gotcha. Thank you, Representative Troy Hebert, Louisiana State Representative, talking about money to fund the Fortified Roofs program. And we'll have him back as the session makes its way all the way to June to talk about this some more because the bills are going to change. And I think the main concern is nothing's free. Ultimately, somebody winds up paying for it. And the concern is that if the Fortified Roof Program is based on a lottery, the costs get passed down to whom, and does everybody pay into something, and then only the people that win get it. So anyway, we'll take a break, come back, talk about New Orleans being smoke-free for 10 years. Tommy Tucker, glad you're with us back in the flash, WWL. All right, 7:45, quarter till 8. We're going to talk about 10 years since the Orleans Parish gone smoke-free. And our guest is Brad Wellens, Regional Manager for Louisiana Public Health Institute. And Brad is hearing impaired, and he reads lips and does a great job of doing it. So bear with us. Everything's going to be fine. I'll try to speak as clearly as I can. Good morning, Brad. How are you?
Doing good. You're fine, Tommy. I read lips all the time. I mean, you know, I don't really mind talking about it. In fact, I help people like you. They're getting older and need hearing aids.
But the problem, thank you for that. The problem is he's staring into a window and the sun's behind me, and I'm afraid the glare from my head is going to blind him. That's the only
worry
that I have.
Jordan,
get him some sunglasses, would you please? Get the man some sunglasses. So let's talk about how this all came about 10 years ago. Just to give us some context for those that don't remember. What was it like 10 years ago as opposed to now?
Yeah, and that's the thing, Tommy, is the state legislature passed a law that you were talking about, restaurants and, you know, having people, and they realized that they passed a law back in 2007. But since 2007 to 2015, there was no law that regulated bars, casinos, and music venues.
Honestly, you know what? I honestly don't know where it stands right now. So tell me, where does it stand right now with Orleans Parish and smoking? You can't smoke indoor anywhere?
No, you can. There are five. Yeah, you have to ask the health department. We're still trying to figure it out. But there were five cigar bars that were grandfathered in because they already had smoking inside. You can smoke inside in some of those bars and indoor smoking, but there's cigars only.
What about casinos?
No.
No, okay.
Nope, So Caesar used to be Harrah's, is now smoke-free. They have I've been to it. They have an outdoor smoking area, really nice. They have some gaming out there, too.
Okay. Let's talk about the significance of the 10th anniversary of the smoke-free ordinance.
Well, and Tommy, what it does is New Orleans going smoke-free convinces other places that they can go smoke-free. No one ever thought this would happen in New Orleans. New Orleans is a city of bars. I have a bar half a block down the street from me. It's a great bar.
Who doesn't have one right
there? Yeah, that's true. There you go, Tommy. It's all the neighborhood bars. And that's the thing, is no one ever thought it would happen. And the reason it did, largely, is because musicians, people that work in bars, casino workers. We actually had a casino worker who died of lung cancer despite never smoking, Maceo Bavarot. And, you know, it's unfair as to why should they have to breathe and patrons of the bars have to breathe someone else's smoke. I mean, you were talking about individual rights and, you know, you all believed in the market setting, but great. But why do you have the right to smoke and I have to breathe your unhealthy air? You should have a right to breathe healthy air.
And to take it a step further, my beliefs are more libertarian because I don't care what you do as long as it doesn't affect me. But if you're blowing your smoke at me, then it does affect me and I do care.
Bang on.
So what has been our public reception to this?
Because
there was a lot of talk about, you know, we're going to lose business, we're going to this, we're going to that.
Yeah, it's been fantastic, Tommy. I mean, the health department did a poll just this year and found that 75% of New Orleanians are in favor of this. 77% are in favor of expanding a little bit into making people step a little bit further away from the establishment because they step outside and they breathe their smoke. It's like, ah. But, you know, the thing is everyone's gotten on board. People that travel here, visitors and tourists, they expect to go into smoke-free places.
Where does that stand around the country? Because, you know, it all goes to tourists' expectations when they come here. Does it match what they're expecting, or are other states
It definitely matches. It definitely matches.
Tommy. New York, Chicago, Philadelphia, major cities, are they the same or not?
Yeah, most of them are smoke-free. There's 28 states, and there are 700 municipalities that are smoke-free. Actually, New Orleans is one of 37, soon to be 39 cities and parishes and municipalities in Louisiana that are smoke-free. Although, crucially, none of the ones around Orleans are. Gee, I wonder why that is.
Yeah. So, Jefferson Parish, what's the situation in Jefferson Parish?
It's smoking. It just depends bar by bar. It's voluntary. And it goes back to the point you talked about, Tommy, is why should I have to breathe their smoke?
So, the state law says no smoking in public buildings?
Restaurants.
Restaurants.
And public buildings, like state buildings, government buildings, you have to be 250 feet away.
So, what about and I didn't mean to catch you off guard here, but no. I'm curious about this. In office buildings, say in Ruston or in Shreveport?
No, all public places that have workers are protected. The only
doesn't have
workers
to be a state
that
building.
Are not protected are bars, music venues, anything that has a bar license or some sort of a gaming license, casinos or stuff like that.
So business owners originally were, some were objecting to this. What has the 10 years shown?
The 10 years has shown that A, people support it. B, there's been a 91% increase in air quality. C, you've had like populations. When I say populations, I mean people that are of a certain group, like musicians who've seen increases in their quality of life, increases in their health, and decreases in what we call tobacco-related diseases, tobacco-related illnesses like cancer. The New Orleans Musicians Clinic has shown this.
We're going to talk about quitting when we come back and cessation. Do you have any numbers about some help that's available? But do you know, or is there any data to indicate that there are less? I don't know how you would prove this, but what I'm trying to ask in my own clumsy way is if this led to people because they couldn't smoke or would have to go outside where they just gave it up completely.
Yeah, exactly. And we've seen a decline in what we call prevalence. That's the word you're looking for. Prevalence of smokers in Orleans. And especially compared to other areas of the state. One thing that we are seeing, though, is an increase in vaping, an increase in that people don't regard vaping as smoking, but it is.
But the state law makes no distinction, right?
No distinction. There's no state law, remember, Tommy. The city ordinance makes no distinction.
No,
it's
but
all smoke.
The state law about smoking in public buildings and restaurants.
It makes no distinction,
makes no distinction
either.
Okay.
Yeah. It's called comprehensively smoke-free.
All right, we'll pick it up. We come back having an interesting conversation 10 years now since Orleans Parish had gone smoke-free completely. Talking to Brad Wellens, Regional Manager for Louisiana Public Health Institute. We'll talk about some of the tobacco-free... I'm sorry, I don't have it in front of me. The TFL. Jordan, help me out.
Yeah, there you go.
What does TFL stand for?
TFL stands for the Louisiana Campaign for Tobacco-Free Living.
Tobacco-Free
Living.
Why are
we shorten it, Tommy? We've got to shorten it, right?
All right, we'll talk about it when we come back. 752, 8 till 8, Traffic Now, WWL. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Brad Wellens, Regional Manager for Louisiana Public Health Institute about tobacco-free living, 10 years anniversary of the Orleans Parish landmark smoke-free ordinance. Everybody has a story. Y'all know I always say that, and I was talking to Brad off the air. This man once played Augusta National back in the day, and that's a rarity, my friend. That really is. And he says he shot 100, which is not bad for Augusta.
Tommy, I was young. I could actually play golf back then.
And, still.
And, you know, still. You're
that's
right,
pretty,
still.
Pretty
and
good.
We were shooting from the members' tees. You have no clothes to him.
Still. Yeah. Anyway, let's talk about people are texting in the text lines overwhelmingly in favor of this. A lot of people talking about Jefferson Parish. I wish Jefferson Parish would do the same. I can see where you have a choice. If you want to go to a bar where smoking is allowed, you can go to Jefferson Parish if the bar owner wants that, right?
Right, exactly.
And have you seen that in any way? This is kind of other bars. I don't know how you would compare this data-wise, but like in Jefferson Parish, bars are going smoke-free because people are used to it in Orleans Parish.
Yeah, that's a really good question, Tommy. And earlier, for the last couple of years, we've been focusing on Jefferson Parish and looking at ways. And what we're seeing is an increase in the number of bars that are smoke-free versus the ones that are smoking, just declining and declining. Why should your bar owner have to access that as or give permission to the smokers to come into bars? What we're seeing is that a lot of them are these old, dingy bars that it's just they kind of hanging on, and we don't know really why.
I think it's the nicotine that's holding the wood together. That's what it is,
yeah,
probably. The
I think so.
Real quick, if somebody's looking for help to cease smoking or quit smoking, how do they find it?
Yeah, we have a quit line along with the Well Ahead program, Louisiana Department of Health, and you can actually go to, you can call. Or you can look online at quitwithusla.org or text READY to 34191. Or you can actually talk about vaping and you say text LIVE FATE FREE, 873-373, because vaping is what's going next. It really is.
Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it. Nice talking to you. We'll take a break. Come back. Talk to Ronald Surpass about Helena Moreno's crime plan if she's elected mayor.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.